what? It is finally summer in fucking Washington State. You know what, bro? Like, if you lived in Washington, we've had snow, January, February, March, all rain, April, rain, snow, May, still hella rain, and June just rolled around and we had one more day of rain, and today's the third day of fucking summer. So let's just all be fucking happy that summer is finally here, and let's hope that we get a long fucking summer. Like, let the sun just be out. Today, honestly, this weekend was actually perfect in the sun. We had a barbecue on Saturday with some of my friends and my shorty. You know, and me being me, I like to have fun. So, like, I poked a hole in the water bottle and I started spraying people with it. And then it turned out to a full-fledged water fight. And they got me good. I'm not gonna lie. Like, they lured me in. I was grabbing a fucking strawberry, and Shorty's best friend fucked around and threw water dead in my face. So I was like, "Oh, so you're gonna get me like that? Okay." So, you know, then I start dumping the beer pong water on everybody, not caring. Threw a bucket at her. Threw a bucket at Shorty. Not necessarily a bucket of water, you know what I'm saying? But it was a good day. And then today we went to Pride in downtown Seattle, and it was lit as fuck, bro. Like, it was nice. It was, the sun was clear. I mean, the skies were clear, not the sun, sorry. The skies were really clear, blue. The Space Needle was fucking fantastic. It had the Pride flag on the top of the Space Needle. And the last time I actually been to Pride was probably 2016 was the last time I've been to Pride. And that was in San Francisco. And, you know, people in San Francisco, Pride is lit. Pride is insane. You know, it's like one big party, and the block is like, it's literally taking up streets of how many people it is. So today it kind of just took, like, Pride took, place in like the Seattle Center, I think that's what it's called, is near the Space Center, the Space Needle, and like they had this little section by the water, and yeah, it was lit. Like, it was so hot. Like, me, my homie Travis and Cheyenne, we just went to the water, and then you know, it just felt so good, bro. Like, it was hot. It was nice. Like, I wore swim trunks today anyway, because I was like, bro, if there's water, I'm getting in it regardless. So it was fun. I had a good time. And, you know, it was like a mini rave, low-key. I met a lot of cool people today. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people that I haven't seen in a while, because I don't really need to go to downtown Seattle anymore. It's really no point. I don't even be down there. But, yeah, no, it was fun. It was a good day today. Like, I'm excited for the summer. Like, summer is about to be fun as fuck. Now, I need a friend who got a boat. If you got a boat, please hit your boy, because really trying to, you know, go on a boat and chill and drink, smoke, you know what I'm saying, and just chill. But, you know, it was a good day overall. And then, you know, I've been gone for a minute, not too long. I've been trying to make episodes of podcasts. But, like, I got vacation coming up soon, so I've been really working hella days, you know, so I can have, you know, chill for vacation and shit. But I just like to say, and prove the fucking doubters wrong, that the Warriors are fucking champs again. I told people straight up, if the Warriors make it to the finals, they're winning it all. And nobody believed me when I said that. Everybody was, you know, like, oh, like, they got scraped that first game. I was like, bruh. Relax, they've been here before. They're letting them just fill everyone out, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got it. We was down 2-1 and then won the rest 3 straight, and Curry put them niggas to sleep and won finals MVP. And can y'all like acknowledge that we really got one of the greatest shooters of all time? Like, stop the hating. That man's about to bring us another title next season. I don't see nobody stopping him, other than probably the Grizzlies. But they're young. I get it. But at the same time, it's slim to none. No one's stopping the Warriors next season. You know, and they had their parade on Monday, and I wish I went. I was trying so hard to get those shifts covered so I could come back home for a few days. You know, because, bro, I was just, I have not been to not one parade yet, and it makes me upset that I have not been there yet. But it's okay, though, because you know what? The real parade is going to happen when Curry gets number five. When Curry gets number five, I'm going to be there. Because number five is going to be the one. You know what I'm saying? So, it's going to be lit. You know what I'm saying? And it's nice to see the Bay Area back on top. You know? I guess next. You know, now it's football season. And now we ain't got no sports. All the sports are over with. Hockey's done. I don't watch hockey at all. I wouldn't know. But, like, basketball is done. Baseball is not as good this year. But it's time for the greatest of all to be here. And it's football time. And my Raiders, they need to bring a title to... I really wish they brought a title to Oakland. Because we really needed that. But it's okay. Because if they win one in Vegas, I'll be set. Bring one to Vegas. It's wraps, you know, but football season is upon us. Whew. Cannot wait. It's going to be a great year, great fantasy season. But yeah, no, it's been, like I said, it's been really chill days I've been having. Trying to keep myself busy, you know, I guess that's what you can do for the most part. My sleep schedule is so fucked because I get off of work. I start work at 4 p.m., get off at 2:30, don't get home until 3:22, like, walk my dog, settle in, and by the time I go to bed, it's already, like, 5 o'clock. So, it's really, like, my sleeping schedule has been really shit. So, like, I wanted to drop more episodes. I've been wanting to really, really drop more episodes. It's just, man, like, I've been trying to give my body a rest. And, like I said, like, I'm working towards going on vacation next month to L.A. That's going to be fun. But, like, at the same time, I don't get no sleep. So, like, I apologize for not dropping any episodes lately. It's been... Like I said, it's been a little hectic, but, you know, we hanging in there. You know, like, I've been having a few, like, goddamn, like, those type of days, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just want to give up, but, like, you know what? I've been better at it. I've been keeping my shit together, you know what I'm saying? So, it's been good, you know what I'm saying? So, if you're out there and you feel like it's... You just feel like you're defeated. Don't give up. Keep fighting. You know what I'm saying? Keep fighting. But, yeah, what else? Oh, we finally got some new music. Finally. And it was all R&B this week. And I want to say Chris Brown dropped one of the hardest albums of 2022. We got Gavion. I'm still listening to Gavion. Kendrick Lamar, he didn't drop this weekend, but, like, I had finally listened to Kendrick again, and that album is fire. Brent Fires, he's coming back with some heat. Can't fucking wait. Wasteland, I think it's called Wasteland, but that shit's gonna be hard. We're about to have a hard summer of good music, and you can't really have a good summer without any good music, and I think we're about to get some good shit, and I'm excited for it. It's gonna be a lit summer. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to have my dog this summer, be like, enjoy this summer. Like, he's about to be outside, he's about to be chilling, you know. So It's gonna be good. But yeah, no, I just thought I'd drop something real little light. I should have a special guest by next week. I'm hoping either this nigga will pull up or we gonna have to do it from the phone. But if not, I got some ideas. Don't even worry about it. But just thought I'd drop something. Like I said, low light. Not too long. Not too short, really. 10 minutes is cool. But yeah. Hope everyone had like a great day. Or actually, hope everyone had a great week. Because this week's over. And this will be probably dropped tomorrow morning. So, if you had a good week, good. Start next week, better. You know what I'm saying? So, if you want to be on my podcast, hit your boy up at CHEFFBOYARTEEE. Three E's. I think I said four, but I think I meant three E's. Yeah, that's Twitter. Chef Boyardee on IG with two E's instead. But yeah, no. Reach out. I want to make some conversations with some people, so it's going to be dope. But hope you all have a wonderful week. Hope you all had a wonderful week and a wonderful day. And then I'll be right back. Y'all stay safe.